You know, everybody dies physically. The spirit of man never dies. It's always eternal. The wages of sin is death. But the gift of God. Now, we're talking today about redemption. Look at Romans 8. And of course, they were cast out of the garden, and the angels were there to guard the garden, prevent them from entering the garden again. There's a lot of difference between speaking to something, it grows, and getting out there and hoeing and weeding and fighting. Because the ground is cursed, and physical death has come, and toil has come, and they're not where they were. Now we're going to have a Redeemer. We used to sing that hymn, Great Redeemer, we adore thee, we thy love and grace proclaim, thou art mighty, thou art holy, glorious is thy matchless name. We're going to need a Redeemer. Now our concept of the word redeem has been shallow, and I want to fix that for us today if I can. Now if you look at chapter 8, verse 22. We know that the whole creation groans and travails in pain together unto now. Whole creation. Now, the word creation or creature is one word, and when they say creature, they often refer to people. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature, a new person, a new being, a new spirit being. And this talks about man. Verse 20, the creature was made subject to vanity, not willing, by reason of him that subjected himself in hope, because the creature, talking about people, itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption. That's the ground that's cursed. That's the world that's cursed. That's what sin has brought into the world. Shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. Or think of this way, into the liberty that's brought by the glory of God. For we know that the whole creation, we as the creature, just talked about, groans and travails in pain together until now. In other words, all of nature groans to be released from the corruption that came through Adam's sin. That's amazing, isn't it? And of course, this goes on to connect that groaning with prayer. Verse 23, not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, to wit, the redemption of the body. See, our salvation is present and progressive. The one thing that's progressive is that one day your body is going to be incorruptible and non-decaying, non-perishable. That's yet to come. Now turn to Isaiah 11 and let me show you the contrast between the corruption that came, what had been, and what will be. I think you'll be surprised. Isaiah 11. We shall behold him. Verse 6. The wolf shall dwell with the lamb. The leopard shall lie down with the kid or the goat. The calf and the young lion, the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them, and the cow and the bear shall feed, that means feed together. Their young ones shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox. And the suckling child, the nursing child, shall play on the hole of the ass, which would be a serpent, and the weaned child shall put his hand on the cockatrice den. You see anything like that today? But you will see it. And that's a glimpse of what Adam saw. And the ground became cursed because of sin. You see that? Well, look back at Numbers. Well, no, let's look at Luke 1 first. We're going to need help here. We're going to need a Redeemer. Adam's dug us a hole so deep we'll never get out. You see that? This is a prophecy of Zacharias before Jesus was ever born, and it's interesting, it's in the past tense because the word of God is certain. And Zacharias, verse 67, was filled with the Holy Ghost, prophesying, saying, blessed be the Lord God of Israel, he hath visited and redeemed his people. He hath visited, past tense. He's not even born yet. But the certainty of that.